Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. Pleasure to have you with us today. We thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We always enjoy having you with us, and we thank you for the time. And we've got an amazing guest who's joining us here live on the program, coming to us from Nebraska, USA, Doris Burby. She's a wonderful life coach. Matter of fact, she can help you finally meet the guy of your dreams for the folks out there who are looking. And as a certified Jungian life, Jungian mindset, and relationship specialist coach, Doris, her work is focused on working with our unconscious mind. Doris explains in most cases we choose these wrong patterns for a variety of psychological reasons. We are literally attracting someone based on our unconscious. So our unconscious attracts someone else's unconsciousness. It's a recipe for disaster. According to Doris, you need to really evolve and develop psychologically. And when you do, well, you don't want to attract those type of people anymore. So until, you know, you change yourself, not only attract the same people, but you continue to fill your world with wounds and alcohol and overspending and eating junk food and vaping and other maladaptive habits. So when you find the romantic partners, you hope they will fill the void and rescue you. You expect them to give you something that you might lack in yourself. That's not what a partner is meant to do. Not until you do the inner work and embrace the amazing potential that you have can you find the right relationship no matter where you search. The answer resides in unconscious. And Doris, with her warm and practical down-to-earth nature, expertly and magnificently assists people in doing the inner work by asking the right questions and helping to dig deep. She probes into finding what you can't see. And finally, you can love yourself authentically and let go of the unconscious patterns that have been holding you back from genuine happiness. Through her intensive coaching work, Doris helps us connect with ourselves, find that inner happiness, gratitude, and self-acceptance. She loves the work that she does. Been doing it for quite some time now. It's our pleasure to welcome her live to Close Up Radio. Tell us more about what she does, why she loves it, and how she does it, as well how you can connect with her. Doris, thank you very much for joining us here live on Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
You are very, very welcome. Really important and fascinating conversation we're going to have in the next 30 minutes here, and I really look forward to it. Tell me about your own life's journey. What are some of the things that inspired you and pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this kind of work?
Well, I guess it started out with going through a divorce in midlife and not ever wanting to face that again. And so I started out with doing the self-help journey, and then it led me to this Jungian coaching where it was a deep look into the mind and not all the surface, superficial things to fluff you up, to, you know, put something out there that isn't real. It's like doing the deep inner psychological work to finally change and do something different.
That's so important, right? To be able to do that and to do it in such a glorious way that, you know, affects people in such a long-lasting way. Tell us about your work. How is it different from a life coach?
Well, like I said, it's not putting out there and doing new tricks and you know, fluffing up your personality and trying to do things differently than who you already are. It's working right where you are right now with what's not working and why. And it's doing the deep inner psychological work. It's not, like I said, just fluffing up your personality and trying to do things in a different way. It's deep psychological, emotional work and working with your dreams and what your unconscious is trying to tell you. So, yeah, it's getting to that deep, deep mind work,
which is so incredibly important to get deep and go deep. And sometimes it's not always easy to do that, but when you do, it can be very...
It's not.
Right? You know, it's something, and people, like I mentioned in the introduction, overspending and drinking and other different things that people do to numb and take their mind off and away from it. But at some point,
right,
it does, when you look in the mirror, it does come back and can
you
be worse if you suppress it, right? The longer you go suppressing and numbing, it can be worse for you and the people around you that you care about.
Exactly.
Your family.
Yeah.
Family,
it's
work,
avoiding.
Job.
Yeah, it's that point where you come to that point in life where you have to face what's not working anymore and really go and do the deep work. And you have to take courage, moral courage, to face those things that we try to avoid most of our life.
Exactly right. So the Jungian mindset, tell us first what that is and how you work with it. Maybe you can define what it is for our audience.
Well, the mindset would be like looking at your current results and why you think you're getting what you're getting. And it's like working through your mind and where you want it to be instead of what you're getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes,
it's like
it
what
does.
Your current, it's looking at your current results, and I would work with you about changing what your mindset is to get what you want. And like if you say that there's no guys out there and I can never find one, that's probably what you're going to end up getting, versus the mindset of having the faith and believing that you are worthy of having this incredible love and holding that mindset that you're going to find it.
Right. Exactly. Which, again, is so incredibly important on so many different levels.
Right.
You know, if a woman reads the rules and follows expert dating tips, some may say, well, why wouldn't that be enough to attract the man of their dreams?
Because they're surface level. Like I said, it's like changing your persona, your personality. It's like putting on a show that's not really authentic. It's not really you. It's like you're trying to change yourself into something, twisting yourself into a pretzel to please somebody else, which is not authentic. So this work is becoming real in who you are and stop putting on a facade of something that you're not. So it's working from the real you, your core, your soul, not something you just want to pretend to be.
Right. Being the authentic you, the real you. And again, sometimes you lose sight of who that is, but there is an opportunity through the work that you do, turn. Why is
exactly
it, thinking of that? It's essential to live authentically, right? Tell us why it is.
Because that's the essence of who you are. And we spend most of our life trying to be somebody else to please others. And we have to come back to who we really are so we can attract somebody who really knows who they are also.
And that's important, right?
Yes. It's who we are.
It's essential.
It's our nature to be who we are.
Yes, right. And sometimes, again, we need to have the reminder of who we are. Do you think that most women are attracting the wrong men in today's world?
Definitely. I think it's based on your persona of who you put out to the world, of who you think you're going to be. And go out in the dating world and try to pretend to be something that's going to attract men when you're not being your true self.
So tell us about that. Expand. What are some of the things that you're seeing and hearing from people?
Just changing who you are to please somebody else and not being your real self. Like fluffing up your persona and trying to please others when, you know, the most important person you need to please is yourself first.
Yes. So why don't people do that? Why is it that people don't, that they're always running to come
right?
to the aid
chasing
of others?
Chasing happiness. Right? We're always chasing happiness, that guy is going to give us the happiness or that guy is going to give us everything we want when we really need to look inside of why we don't have what we want inside, that we're always looking for somebody else to fill us up.
Yes, right. And sometimes that, it's a dream. It's something that you think of and
that we're chasing
maybe
after.
Maybe something that's in the romance novels or movies or television or just in society, and you are trying to match that. You know, a lot of that isn't real, right?
Right. Yeah. When it comes down to it, we need to find somebody who's whole so we can attract somebody who's whole. We need to be whole ourselves, be happy with ourselves to find somebody else who's happy.
Exactly. That's what it's about, right? Exactly. Fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
What are some things that, from your perspective, distinguish you from other coaches that are out there?
It's the deep inner work, working with emotions and dreams and a direct link to your unconscious mind and working through that and what's coming up and changing that so we can work on our persona that we put out to the world and be changing who we thought we were to who we really need to come back to be whole again.
Yes, right. And that's important. Obviously, the pandemic has thrown a monkey wrench into many, many, many aspects of all of our lives. And people are still trying to recover from it in many different ways, shapes, and forms. Some have redesigned their lives. Some have left jobs and moved on to things that they want to do. Relationships have come apart. Others have been blossoming. From your perspective, the world has changed in so many ways since the pandemic. How has dating become harder since the pandemic?
I don't know if it's become harder. I think with the pandemic, it's really put a strain on relationships because now people have had to face each other at home when they were stuck at home with each other. So
and they're like, wait a minute.
right? Yeah. Right. You know, because usually
you're not what I married
from everybody. Exactly. And so, yeah, they've had to face that, you know, being stuck at home
you
all
didn't
the
have
time.
A pot
with
belly
spouse.
When we walked down the aisle.
Right? Yeah, it's how we change. And it's working on that, like the intimacy. And yeah, I think it's changed of becoming somebody authentic and doing our inner work and facing what's real and what's true for us and just embracing that. I don't know that it's any harder than it was before. I think it's still the same, and we still attract our shadow, our unconscious patterns until we work on it. It's always going to be the same. I don't think it's any different until you do the work.
Now, I mentioned that you ask the right questions by digging deep and you probe into finding what we can't see. How do you work with folks
right.
who are not used to that kind of approach. They're used to resisting. They're used to not talking about things, sweeping it under the rug, not even acknowledging things as well. They're just, you know, this too shall pass, whatever. There's a little resistance there. How do you work with those folks?
Well, there's always going to be resistance to it because there's the part of the mind that resists change because the mind likes the status quo and always does that. But your fear of staying the same has to be bigger than, you know, staying the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have to have something that says, I can't stay this way anymore, that something has to change, that you're willing to do the work. There has to be some kind of upset in your life that you're willing to take the chance and do something different. That's and working through the resistance, there's always going to be resistance to change. Nobody likes to change. But it has to be, yeah, your fear of staying the same. You just have to want to change more than staying the same. Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely is, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of crisis that says, you know, I'm going to have to do something different, and that's where I come in with somebody who's willing to change. Because if you're not willing to change, then you're always just going to attract the same type of people, the same type of relationships, and you have to have that crisis point where you're willing to say, I need to do something different, and that's where I come in to help you. Somebody who's willing to do the work and face it, take the courage, moral courage, to face the emotions and what's not working and your current results and dig deeper of why it's been the way it has. Then you'll find the answers that you've been looking for.
Right, exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. You have to get to that point where you're willing to find the answers.
And I bet you learn something new every day, right, when chatting with
clients?
Yeah.
I do. I learn something from them because they teach me things about myself when I go deeper with them, too.
So when you work with your clients, and maybe for the very first time, tell us, what is the process like? Do you do an initial assessment? How do you work process?
Yeah, I do an assessment, and then I start asking them questions of where they're at and if they're willing to, you know, go deeper and find answers. And I do a little bit of, questioning on them to see where they're at and if they think that they're willing to take that next step, a commitment to change.
Right. And what are some, maybe there's some success stories, some ideas of things that have been for your eyes very beautiful and transformative. What are some things that you have seen that, in terms of success stories, that have really sort of enlightened you?
Just how they think about things and how it helps them emotionally and dealing through those difficult times, because we first start with your shadow, the things that you can't see, and then we move on to potential from there. But it's first looking at the deep emotions that, you know, we weren't willing to face before, so that we can bring them to light and start working with them and not resisting them and thinking they're bad or wrong. And so working with emotions and dreams is a big part of it.
It really is, isn't it? It's something that I think is really special and something that I think your approach, like you say, we can't save ourselves all the misery of being in the dating scene and repeating the same patterns of behavior because that yields more heartbreak and helplessness and disappointment, right?
Right.
Do we set expectations too high or too low, or should we even be setting any expectations at all?
I think expectations, I would say more of the mindset of what it is that you want and not settling for anything less than that.
Yeah.
It's like having a clear vision of the mindset of, you know, you deserve a great love and nothing less. And so it's working on that mindset after we do the deep shadow and emotional work. It would be working on your mindset about finding love and the right partner for you. It's like a determination and holding the faith and the vision of this great love that's out there for you and waiting for you if you're willing to do the work.
Right. And that's so important.
It is.
Yeah. And believing in yourself too, right? That you do have something
exactly.
to give you. It's so important to do that.
Right. Because you can't give love to somebody else when your love bucket is empty. Because we're chasing love based on we're empty and we're trying to find somebody else to give us that love from their love bucket. And it's burdening the other person thinking, you are the source of my love when we are empty. So it's learning to already have your source of love and then sharing your love with somebody else.
Yes, that's really important. That's mandatory on many levels, right? Exactly.
Right.
One of the things, too, that I think is really important is that when you work with somebody like you, have an open mind and allow, you know, don't be closed-minded because you'll come up with some really incredible ways that can help people find that inner happiness and gratitude and the self-acceptance that we're talking about, because you show them how they can bring all those wonderful qualities into the next relationship and be happy with the soulmates, the loved ones, and everyone we meet because we're happy with ourselves. It's got to start with you, yourself.
Exactly.
Now, is this something that even you along the way have learned, even about yourself, in studying this and in, you know, in your own life and experiences? Are these tools and nuggets that you've even learned that have enhanced your relationships, your life, your happiness as well, Doris?
Oh, definitely, because I've had my own coaching done on myself, a lot of coaching. Like, the coaches need coaching, so I can help myself so then I can help others too. But definitely, I would not be here today if I did not have coaching to help on doing my own inner work so I can help others. I've
Which
had
is
to
great
do my
for people
own.
To know. Right. It's great for people to know this because the bottom line of it is you walk the walk, talk the talk. You are somebody who has experienced. Right. You've been there.
Right.
So it isn't that you're just sharing. Right. It isn't that you're, just sharing.
Selling tips or
stuff,
some kind of advice.
It's just, okay, this is what you should do, and this is how I think you should live. And it's really something that is far more deeper than that. And, again, can translate into so many other aspects of one's life. Now, do you work
exactly.
with folks just in the Nebraska area or all around now with the technology and Zoom and things of that nature? How does it work for you?
Anywhere. people from anywhere on the phone if they don't want to do it in person, or I can do it by Zoom, like you said, over the computer. So there's no limit to where anybody could be. So if they don't want to see me on Zoom, they can do it by telephone. It still works the same.
That's great. That's good to know as well. What would you say to somebody listening who is in a tough spot? They just maybe got out of a marriage that didn't, you know, work out well, or they've been searching and searching and searching and have never found the person that they thought they would find, or maybe they're even in a relationship now that is not healthy. It's not complementary to one another. It's just there, but they feel stuck. They feel traditional. They feel stuck. They don't know what to do.
Yep.
Anybody in any kind of a tough situation like that, what would be some words of wisdom you would share to them if they happen to be listening now?
They definitely need to get a hold of me because I was there and I was looking for answers, and I did not want to experience the same heartbreak as I went through with a divorce. And so definitely I was looking for answers of why it happened. And the answers reside in your own unconscious. And you take somebody else to find what's there. You cannot see it yourself. It takes somebody else to go and work with your mind to see what's in there. It's not a one size fits all. It's your individual journey and what's in your mind of what's keeping you from not finding the one that's meant for you. There are answers, and I know I had to go on the journey for myself and find them myself, and it takes somebody to coach me to find out what those answers were, because I was not aware of them. So it's becoming aware of them is where your answers are. It's all in your unconscious mind.
I encourage folks.
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
It's not a cookie-cutter approach, right? It's customized for each person, which I think is a terrific way to do it. We hope our listeners are enjoying this great conversation and that you will take a moment to either share this episode with somebody you think who would also benefit from it in addition to yourself, and or you'll make contact with our very special guest here on Close Up Radio Live joining me today. Doris is here to help, and Doris Burby is very, very good at what she does, and she cares. And again, she walks the walk, talks the talk. She can relate to her clients. You can go to www.doris, that's D-O-R-I-S, life, L-I-F-E, coach, C-O-A-C-H, DorisLifeCoach.com to connect with Doris and to learn more. Even if it's just, you know, asking questions or wanting to work, you know, you want to just find out more about the work she does. She's very responsive and loves what she does, and she can help. Doris, thanks for joining us here on the show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe expand some more, maybe hear some more case studies, success stories, what have the case may be. But it was a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. You be well and keep up the extraordinary work. Doris Burby joining us here on the show. We appreciate her. We appreciate you as well, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time here on Close Up Radio Live. Be well, everybody. Stop by, see us again soon for another great episode of our series here on Close Up Radio Live. For all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.